Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and today's show we're going to be talking about the Sound Healing Conference coming up on November 10th to the 14th. And we're going to be playing a few clips from the conference and some meditations from the conference as well. And it's a free conference, so let's see, what would our intention be? Our intention would be that everybody gets what they need for their highest good. Okay. But before we get started, let's tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. One thing that's happening is we're doing our first concert in about 2 years since the pandemic started, or at least I'm doing my first concert. And with Christina Wells on October 29th, if you're in the Bay Area, it's on Eventbrite now, or you can just email me and I'll send you a link to it at david@soundhealingcenter.com. So we're going to be doing a couple hours on Friday night, the 29th, 7 to 9 p.m. I'm going to play a little bit of Christina here. She's got an amazing voice. And we're going to do a lot of like gongs and bowls and all types of things, like from little xylophones to Tibetan bowls and tingshas and such. And so it's only $25 if you're in the area, although it's going to sell out quick because I think people are just wanting events these days, right? So we have that. Let's see. We also have our classes. You could start actually on Tuesday on the online Sound Healing Certificate Program. It's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We have a dozen instructors, and you get a wide perspective how sound works in the universe, how you can set up your own practice, many skills to do that, and also you get really high and really still over and over for your own healing and techniques you can use to help others get high and still. So again, that starts this Tuesday. We have the version at the Institute in Sausalito starts, I think it's around January 18th or 19th is the next start time. We also have our recording classes starting around that time too as well. Completely separate than the sound healing, how to run Pro Tools or any digital audio workstation and make really amazing music that touch people really deeply, right? Learn how to record, mix, and produce. So those are the classes and the events. We have another open house. It's not till December. We also have our voice analysis program that we sell. And we have a class that's training that once you buy the software. That's also around December 4th. And let's see. We've got all of our treatments that we offer online. We can do a voice analysis and find out exactly what's wrong with you. And we can also we'll give you CDs and what's missing. The woman who created the program did voice analyses in hospitals for 20 years and found different patterns for weaknesses in organs, for diseases, and also for emotional issues. And so we've got that. We can also get a voice analysis for $85. I can do it online as well. We can also find your home note, rhythm of your metabolism. It's really the speed of your heart rate and brainwave rate when you're in the zone. And then we'll give you a CD in that key. We can also get you CDs for the brainwave assessment and delta for sleep, theta for creativity and going in the zone, alpha for presence and learning, and beta for overcoming ADD. Really effective. Also effective for brain injuries, for anxiety, for depression, or anything around the brain. It's really effective sort of brainwave assessment. You can find those treatments at soundtherapycenter.com. We also have our store with over 300 items. We've got crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, We've got alchemy bowls. We've got tuning forks. We've got my books, the main book in sound healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. We've got my recording books as well. We also have over 100 CDs for every issue you could imagine, including frequency CDs that you don't listen to, you put on the body with headphones. Or we've got devices that you can actually use on the body for nerves, tendons, ligaments, brain, endocrine glands, circulatory, respiratory system, all the different systems in the body, and they're really effective. We also have our devices, the sound tables, sound lounges, sound pillows, sound dolphins. It's really nice to hug. And our bass pod and bass belt that you can strap on for pain. They're really effective. You can find those at soundloungecenter.com. But if you go to soundhealingcenter.com, there's a link to everything we're doing. Also, just a reminder that we've got in the Medical Sound Association website, we have a treatment plans for sound that we've been working on, the students have been working on for 10 years. Actually, every semester, different students have to create plans. So we got the best of, and then with the Medical Sound Association, we've refined the plans for everything from anxiety to depression, grief, cancer is now posted, pain, PTSD, autism, addiction. They're all at medicalsoundassociation.com. Just click on the integrative sound button or our menu. And we also have monthly meetings or bi-monthly meetings there, so you can sign up on the site and join the meetings for free and contribute. We also have the Sound Education Center site where we have 500 exercises for kids every age group, sound and geometry and music and emotional expression, right? So that's really a great resource as well. We also have bi-monthly meetings there, and we're going to be starting classes for kids in about a month now. So soundeducationcenter.com. Again, you can get to everything at soundhealingcenter.com. Okay. So let's talk about our conference coming up. Let me go ahead and share my screen here. So maybe what I should do is just start with the meditation with Christina. No, let me just give you an overview first. So first we've got the Sound Healing Conference. Find the page, Globe. It's at globesoundhealingconference.com. And again, it's November 10th to the 14th. It's free. It's our 10th international conference. 20 of the top researchers, pioneers, instructors, doctors, sound therapists, and musicians addressing important issues and topics in this field. And so we've got a full range of people. I start off actually with an overview of everything that's going on in the field, including what we're doing at the Institute. So it gives you a really good perspective of the whole field. And that's starting on Wednesday, November 10th at 10 a.m. And then Christina Wells does her presentation on vocal sound therapy. Christina's the one I just mentioned is going to be doing a concert with me at the Institute. And she talks about a very specific vocal sound therapy, which is really all about being able to express yourself freely, which we've gone over a lot of times in the talks here. And it's really just getting over any fear of expressing yourself, not only with sound, but also expressing your thoughts and feelings to others, right? Which is a real problem in our society because everybody's so scared of what other people think, right? And also scared of negative feedback. So she says that is the key to being able to sing, and anybody can sing. It's just a matter of getting over that fear of expressing yourself. So let me go ahead now Go ahead and play the video of her. Every presentation begins with a sound bath, a little sound concert, right? And so, or sound meditation. So I'm going to play her sound meditation because she's just an amazing singer. Okay. So here we are. Let me play this now. Okay, this is Christina Wells. Enjoy.
So, if everyone just wants to close your eyes and take a deep breath and breathe into your heart space, just feel the air as you breathe in and out gently, listening to the beat of your heart, feeling the ground below you and the sky above you, feeling your essence.
That's the opening to her presentation. So then we, Libby, or Liz Addison. Liz is one of our instructors, and she does a whole thing on vocal vibration and movement for our light workers. So she actually does some meditations where you actually do movement for the conference, and it's really, really cool. Then we have Meredith Sands-Keeter. Meredith has come up with this structure of the actual...
Nice thing about doing meditations before presentations, it changes the whole...
I thought, there's a ghost here. Okay, so anyway, she's come up with a whole geometrical structure of anatomy for healing. She calls it neural resonance therapy and the geometry of healing. So basically her guide showed her how the whole body works based on geometry. And so she's got this whole new way of understanding healing that's really, really cool. Haven't recorded hers. All these are pre-recorded, so that's why I have some of these presentations right now. But only half of them, we're still working on them. Okay, then we have Jamie Lou. Last year, Jamie Lou found my soul song in the conference. I just started bawling, right? And this year, I asked her for her to do her soul song. She actually talks about how healing works based on the mind. The fact that you have the control with your mind to actually heal everything. She talks about her healing journey and how to empower yourself with overcoming these emotions that are causing any disease. Let me play this little section where she actually does. Let me find it here. Where she does her soul song. I thought I had it queued up, but I guess I don't. Okay. So, Jamie Lou. I didn't know what it is all on here. Okay. This is Jamie Lou doing her soul song. Almost there. Okay. Okay, it should be right about here.
Oh.
I just asked her to do her soul song.
Okay. Well, I'll show you. We can experience it together. I'm one with my source. As I open it, there's more. It just keeps going. It's like a fountain, and that's what it is with infinite consciousness. It's never ending, and that completely destroys any fear of death, right? it's like glimpsing your own immortality and glimpsing your own connection to everything else. It's so incredibly powerful.
Cool, huh? Okay. So then we have, oops.
Start Thank again. You.
Okay. Then we have the John Stuart Reed. Oh my God, John has done a paper, a whole little booklet that he's prepared for this doctors association in Europe. So it's going to go out to thousands of doctors on exactly how sound works medically inside the body, down to the cellular level. There's never been anyone in the field that's done this much detailed research on and presented such a wide-ranging paper on all the way sounds work in the body. It's really amazing. Let me just show you this presentation. So here, let's see. That's on me. Let's see. Yeah.
Of the cell.
Okay, here he's got, there's a device called the Raman spectroscopy that will actually find the harmonic content of any cell in real time. And let me backtrack. John Reed has invented a device called the cymoscope. And if you've been in the sound healing field at all, you've seen these little beautiful mandala patterns that are all over the web now. And they're actual tiny water droplets being vibrated with sound. And that's what his device does, is it shows these water droplets. And so with this Raman device, which is like an electron microscope, he's actually, you can actually find the entire harmonic content, which means all the frequencies that make up a cell, and in real time and scientifically. I mean, this is not woo. This is scientifically what frequencies make up a cell, right? But then he takes those frequencies and puts them into his cymoscope device and vibrates a water droplet just to show the coherence of the pattern or not. And this is what's really interesting, is a healthy cell, a healthy cell creates a beautiful pattern, whereas a cancer cell creates kind of a messed up pattern, right? And so with this device, we can actually find the harmonic content of a cell, and even, oh my God, we can even apply the frequencies of a cancer cell to itself and turn the volume up and explode it 100% of the time. I mean, this is like really amazing, right? So he's like also talks about nitric oxide and how it resonates in the different cavities in our head and in our body. And he says that 1,000 and 2,000 hertz have been proven to actually, no, that's the resonant frequency of the nasal cavities. And if you resonate them, it will create nitrous oxide. It's also produced in the lungs around 100 to 150 hertz. And this is all scientific, right? But here's the amazing things. Let's see if we got it right here. Is all the benefits of nitric oxide. Here we are. Promotion of wound healing. And it went away. Okay.
But there's an even more exciting potential.
Okay. Let me get back to that slide there. No, I might have lost it. No, there it is. And just tone to yourself until I find it here. Okay. Okay, there we go. Okay, when you do any voice work, Jonathan Goldman talks about this in his book, any like humming or vowels, or you use a sound table or any device to resonate these chambers in your body, your body creates nitrous oxide, right? And here's the benefits of nitrous oxide. Promotion of wound healing by cellular proliferation and angiogenesis. mediation of cuteness, odema, and inflammation. Okay? Cytotoxic action against pathogens, increases cerebral blood flow and oxygenation to the brain, inhibits the aggregation of platelets within blood vessels, thus helping prevent thrombotic events, supports reduction of pulmonary hypertension and chronic obstructive airway disease. So this is like one of the most important things of how sound actually works. This presentation is just amazing. I highly recommend it. Right? Remember, this whole conference is free. And then we've got Sylvina. Sylvina is just a total light being. She talks about how sound works at a profound inner level. And she's like got an amazing voice. She's one of our instructors. She'll take you to the depths of your soul and help you release any shadow side that you didn't even know you had, right? So she's always fun. And then there's Jill Peirce, who talks about the healing voice, and she's kind of helped bring one of the first ones that brought overtone singing to the West, right? And she's a good overtone singer. But she also has this technique for actually working with clearing the energy of the ancestors. She doesn't really do it in the workshop, but she talks about it and she does it herself. That's cool. Paul Hubbard, power of holographic sound and healing the body and transforming beliefs. Hubbard's a total light being. He goes to Egypt a lot and takes people there. And he works with beings on the other side, including the Hathors, and just is really just a master at getting you into higher consciousness. And then we have Madhu, who I just interviewed a couple of days ago. Madhu was in an accident 10 years ago. He fell off a house and broke the two vertebrae at the top of his neck and was completely paralyzed. He was a quadriplegic completely. And he had been studying chant and mantra before it happened. And then he actually started doing chant and mantra the second he could make any sound at all, because he couldn't even make any sound for months, and healed himself of this paralysis and now is walking perfectly. His story is so inspiring, and it just shows dramatically how we have the power to heal ourselves. Really inspiring. Right? Lynn Miller, she does vocal vagal toning. Her husband is a serious scientist working on using different music for different issues and actually even using an app to create sounds and frequencies that you need. And she's like an amazing singer and talks about how that affects the vagus nerve, right? And then Wayne Perry's been around forever. Wayne goes into all the different principles of sound healing and does some amazing meditations, right? He's really, really written one of the main books on using the voice for sound healing called Sound Medicine. Lisa Lippincott has the whole video on do's and don'ts of playing gongs and doing sound healing. And she's always a lot of fun, really a lot of fun. Okay. And then, let's see, here we have Nancy Hupps. Nancy has a very useful talk about how to deal with all the stress in your life using sound, as applicable as it gets. And she's just a kind, sweethearted soul that's been doing sound forever. And so I highly recommend Nancy Hupps. And then we have Rowan McCrady, the main researcher forever at HeartMath. And he's going to be talking about the science of global coherence and interconnectivity, how love connects us. But he's also going to talk about the Schumann resonance and the actual frequencies from the electromagnetism from the sun and precisely mathematically how it affects us. Right? HeartMath's big thing is showing how emotions affect us physiologically, right? They've done the best research there is on how emotions affect us physiologically. And they can even tell you what emotion you have from the physiological responses going on. And it just shows how important it is to run positive thoughts and emotions, because these negative emotions really, really hurt you. And then we have Jeffrey Thompson, who is one of the top researchers in the field. He knows more about binaural beats and brainwave entrainment than anybody in the field. And also about how to use sound to get to the into higher consciousness. He's really grounded scientist that's done a lot of work in hospitals, and but also kind of out there as well, in that he gets into some really cool consciousness expansion stuff. Before that, we have Peter Troy, who's going to be who does a sound bath, and I want to let me find his. Sound bath, because there's some parts of it that are just really cool. Okay. Sorry, I didn't have this one queued up. I forgot about him. Okay, so Peter Troy. Okay. Okay, here we are. So he does crystal bowls, some chanting. And I'm going to skip around on this one because it's pretty long. But he's also an amazing tabla player, right? So I'm just going to play a little bit of the crystal bowls, and we'll skip to the flute he plays, and then the tabla. No, it looks like the sound's not coming through. Let me skip forward and see if it works. Let me skip forward. Let's try it now. There we go. Skip forward now more. Get to the flute part. Check this out. Okay, I'm going to skip forward to the tabla part. You can do it. We'll tone to make it work. Here we go. Okay, check this out. It's so amazing just to watch where his hands are way faster than anything that's going on with his mind. It's like, it's way beyond, it's like what you could even think, right? It's just a whole nother level of consciousness. It's really, really cool. Okay? So that's Peter Choi. He's also, does a little sound bath in the conference. Okay. So I'm going to talk about a couple more, and then I'm going to play my favorite coming up here. Okay. Oh, there's one. We'll come back to that. Let's see. Where'd my console? Here it is. Okay. So then we've got Elizabeth Gramsch, who goes into the Tomatis work, which is all about how the brain and the ear perceive sound. And Tomatis is kind of the main researcher on how the ear works and how sound travels across the skull to the other side and how it can cause learning disabilities when it doesn't travel well. And then there's Judy Satori, who's a total light being. She does light language, right? I'll play just a second of Judy Satori here. Okay, she's like... amazing. I mean, just a total lightning. I'm just going to skip ahead and play a little bit of this. Okay, check this out. This will blow your mind. Okay, Judy Satori doing light language. So funny. It's kind of like the tabla and the voice, right? She's totally channeling higher being, so she's a trip, total trip. Okay, so that's Judy Satori. Then we have, let's see, Randy Masters, who does a whole thing on numbers and how numerology works and transferring numbers. I mean, he says, like, I think it's 111179 you can use for protection, right? And he goes through how to transfer letters to numbers and all these different correspondences with numbers. Randy's just so fun. He's like really out there. And then we have Jonathan Quinton, who's a master of sacred geometry. Check out the geometry that he's done. If you're just on radio, I'm sorry, you just have to imagine it. It's like amazing sacred geometry. It's called just music, so nice to hear the music. Thank you. to watch that all day long. It's just so beautiful. And the amount of work he's done to make these transitions smooth from one geometry to another. Oh my God. He just really is presenting on sacred geometry as the structure of the universe. That's all. Right. And then we got Sonia Draculich, who's an amazing singer, one of the best singers I've ever heard. She is doing a thing on somatic therapeutics. And then we got really lucky, and we got Her Holiness Amma Sri Karunamayi Devi. It's not Amma the Hugger, but she has ashrams around the world, including in India. And she does chanting, and is going to be talking about going from suffering to bliss consciousness and sound healing for harmony of the mind, body, and soul. And then I'm going to be talking about how to use sound for a lot of issues. We're going to go into detail on sound for sleep, for pain, for PTSD, for ADD, anxiety, depression, grief, autism, Parkinson's, dementia, and traumatic brain injury. That's all, right? It's kind of the latest science and treatments, which I learned from our Medical Sound Association meetings and also from all of the different treatment plans that students came up with over the last 10 years. So that's the whole conference. Now I want to play a little sound bath from Charles Peoples. Oh my God. Charles is one of our graduates from last semester. He's just amazing. He's just amazing. So let me play this and enjoy. There we go. Okay, this is about 10 minutes, so let's take us up right to the end here. Let me enjoy this. I'm going to fast forward in a little bit, so we've got a minute. Okay, go ahead. Thank you. May everyone get what they need for your highest good. Hold that thought for the rest of the evening, rest of the weekend, the rest of the week ahead, months ahead, years ahead. You get exactly what you need for lifetimes. Thanks for listening and take care.